fellow Truth Attack fans. David Allen Carmichael here with the standing in for Tom Cryer on the Truth Attack Hour. You can find out more about Tom and his Truth Attack at truthattack.org. I'm standing in. This is the day after Thanksgiving in 2010. And what it is we're taking a little bit of break. I'll be in Williamsburg today, enjoying the ambiance of this America's historical area. And we're taking a little break today, so I'm playing a pre-recorded show of another show that I did that we pre-broadcast for this Truth Attack. Fellow Truth Attack fans, this is David Allen Carmichael standing in for Tom Cryer and really enjoying the weird little shifts in the timing here. It's part of the in-flight entertainment, and hopefully our plane will come out of a nosedive. But I'm standing in for Tom Cryer today. There's a lot of exciting things in the news, especially those things relating to the law and the law in Florida. We'll be talking about those things today. A lot of things going on up in yesterday in federal court up in Tallahassee. So I'll talk about those things. And also, I sent a letter today to the Florida Attorney General asking him a question. I talked to them and I said a couple of weeks ago here on the Truth Attack Hour. By the way, the number here is 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. And you can call in. We can talk about things here on the Truth Attack. Of course, again, I'm standing in for Tom Cryer. That's truthattack.org. Find out more about that. Tom is out saving the world from the world, and that's what he does. And sometimes when out, he's actually not just talking about things, but doing something about it. He's not able to do the radio show at the same time, so I'm standing in today. I sent a letter to the Attorney General, and why? Because a couple of weeks ago, we asked him for an interview, and they said, well, give us, this is while he was still running for an elected office. And I figured, hey, what a great opportunity to get on some free airtime. And I said, I asked a question, or I asked for an interview, and they said, well, please tell us what the questions are going to be. I thought that was a little, just, you know, it irked me a little bit, but that's what people do. They've got offices and their buffers, and they want to make sure that they field anything that's, you know, kind of scary. So I posed some questions, and right when I was asking the questions, first three questions were great for radio interviews, great for, oh, it doesn't matter who you're talking to, they're going to look good if these questions are posed to them. If they're an intelligent person, rational person, they should be able to look pretty good if they answer these questions. But what it did is my question led to some other things. And I thought, you know what? This question needs to be asked. And I posed it. And I got a response from the official office saying he's too busy. Okay? And that was it. I mean, it was essentially he's too busy. So today I'm going to tell you what that question is that I posed to him in writing. Not the one I said a few weeks ago. What I did is I read what was in the news today in Florida. And I'm going to go to an article or a section of an article where I see that the Attorney General was arguing something in a federal court yesterday. There was oral argument. That's just, I'll mention this off. I think this actually came off. Yes, it did. The official Florida government website. And I guess it was yesterday's posting of something that happened yesterday. The media contact is Ryan Wiggins, so if you want to find out more, you can, of course, call them at area code 850-245-0150. It says, Attorney General McCollum issues statement on federal health care lawsuit oral argument. Here's his official statement regarding that federal health care lawsuit. And this is the official news release. Attorney General Bill McCollum today issued this statement following oral argument in the federal health care lawsuit brought by 20 states and the National Federation of Independent Business before the U.S. District Court in Pensacola. Oh, it's Pensacola, Florida. Pardon me. This is a quote by Attorney General Bill McCollum. The Federal Health Care Act exceeds the powers granted to the federal government by the United States, he said, the U.S. Constitution, and tramples on our founding fathers' notion of federalism. It is an egregious violation of individual liberty and limited government. Another quote, if the federal government is allowed to implement the individual mandate requiring citizens to have health insurance or pay a penalty, there is essentially no limit to what government can force citizens to purchase. Furthermore, the Federal Health Care Act requires states to give up their free choice and sovereignty. Very important point here. That would be that it's talking about there's an issue of that the flip side of this argument would be called what is called the preemption doctrine. So let's go back to this quote. Furthermore, the Federal Health Care Act requires states to give up their free choice and sovereignty. The act commandeers state resources and manipulates state budgets to facilitate a massive expansion of the Medicaid entitlement program. You know, here's a little oxymoron. Look at that. The expansion, hear that? That means something that exists, of the Medicaid entitlement program. What kind of program is that? It's federal. Keep that in mind. Continuing with Mr. McCollum's quote, it forces the states to take on a financial burden they do not want and cannot afford. That's mammon pragmatism. That's not law. That's expediency. Let's press on with this quote. The federal government seeks to leave the states with no real choice. States must either implement vastly expanded Medicaid program costing Florida. See this mammon pragmatism here, costing Florida over $1 billion a year, or realistically opt out of Medicaid, unrealistically opt out. Notice there's an opt question here. Did you hear opt? Is it possible for a state to opt out of Medicaid? Leaving our nation's poor without health care coverage. How do you leave your nation's poor if Florida opts out? We've got a pandemic of dementia evidenced here, folks. It's sweeping North America. It's having its effect on everyone in our society. The antidote to this pandemic is truth. We've got to cut through the fog, and that's what we're going to do here today. And this is a continued quote by the Attorney General, Bill McCollum. Obamacare is public policy at its worst in violation of the U.S. Constitution. I am confident the court will agree with the argument the states posed in court today and will deny the federal government's motion to dismiss. Here's the question I posed to the Attorney General today in writing and said, please respond within 10 business days so that we can report your answer on the radio. I said, considering your statements on September 14, 2010, regarding the congressionally imposed health care, such as, and I quoted the things I said, the first three paragraphs, is Florida obligated or mandated to administer or institute 42 USC, that's the Health and Welfare Code, United States Health and Welfare Code, produced by Congress, US 42 USC 666, subparagraph A 13. That's the question. You don't know what that statute states, but essentially it's a welfare program and a requirement that I may tell you later about what it is specifically. And I keep going on. And this touches on it a little bit. And I may have to be taking a break here. We'll see. I may be hearing some noises in my ear saying it's time to take a break. If a person has a bona fide, now this is where I went. I'll just tell you what the statute says. This statute is Health and Welfare Code, and it's implementing the Social Security Act. So that would start at 42 USC 205 et sequens. And this 42 USC 666 paragraph 813 says that, in not completely directly quoting, that the states must have on all applications for professional license, driver's license, marriage license, recreational license, occupational license, and professional license. I may have duplicated one of those. I'm not sure. That there be the applicant's social security number. A lot of things implied there. It's 42 USC section 666 that requires that. Now, what if somebody, just even because of the number 666, let's just say it never occurs to them that this number violates Revelation chapter 13 prohibitions. But just when they hits the number 666, it just gives them the religious heebie-jeebies and they just can't identify with that silly number to get an occupational license, professional license, driver's license, marriage license, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Should they give up hunting, fishing, driving, marrying, professionaling, and occupationaling because they can't comply with this 666 for religious reasons? Should they? Should they be cut off over a 666 and a social security number? Or is it possible that Florida's Religious Freedom Act and Florida's Article 1, Section 3 of the Florida Constitution, let alone the Religious Freedom Act of the federal government and the First Amendment. Let's just skip those. Let's say, is it possible that 666 is such a mandate from the federal government that it trumps religious freedom protection in Florida? That's the idea. So here's my question I posed to the Florida Attorney General. Is Florida obligated or mandated to administer or institute 42 U.S.C. 666, paragraph A13? Is it? If you say they can't institute this mandatory health care, are they forced to institute 666? If a person has a bona fide objection on the basis of religion to being identified with a social security number, are they protected from the mandate slash directive of 42 U.S.C. 666A13 by Florida's Religious Freedom Act, Florida Statute 761.01 et sequens, and Florida's Constitution, Article 1, Section 3? Or is Florida's Religious Freedom Act and Florida Constitution, Article 1, Section 3 trumped under the preemption doctrine? Now, that's a heady thing, but it's right on par with the truth attack. The truth attack, for folks, there's a pandemic of dementia sweeping North America. And it's evidenced by statements. Think about what the Florida Attorney General said. He says, the act, the Federal Health Care Act, commandeers state resources and manipulates state budgets to facilitate a massive expansion of the Medicaid entitlement program. It forces the states to take on a financial burden, etc. States must either implement the vastly expanded program or unrealistically opt out of Medicaid. Well, no, that's true. Listen about it. It may be your option, Florida. You may have to choose. If you're in Medicaid and your people are in Medicaid, they may just be stuck because they opted into it. Nobody forced them to opt into it. And you're going to have a choice. Whom are you going to serve? Sir William Blackstone, in his commentaries on law, said that we are obligated to obey those upon whom we depend. We're obligated to obey those upon whom we depend. That's a maxim of law, folks. It's reality. Jesus said you can only serve God and mammon. You're going to love one and hate the other. This is really an opportunity for us, again, to not check our brains out at the door and to stop and realize that there's reality. There's design in our universe. There's design in our law. There's design in our social institutions. The founders were educated in these designs, and they instituted a government among men whereby it was instituted to protect your life, your liberty, and your property, not to expand the nation's prosperity, not to have an executive agent determine what ought to be best for businesses to do and to, by executive edict, make it happen for the sake of, you know, what that man and his board of advisors consider would be the best pragmatic means of advancing the nation's prosperity. The way to advance the nation's prosperity is to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That's how to advance the nation's prosperity, is to have the government instituted as a minister of God for our good to protect the rights of the least of these from the hurts, the insults, and injuries of the stronger faction of our society. And you do that by instituting and actually upholding law, and not by using the power of the sword to force people to behave the way you want them to, according to your perspective of what will bring economic prosperity. You can't serve God and mammon. You're going to love one and hate the other. So, just for the sake of this truth attack, I'd like you to consider visiting the truth. We've got to visit the truth, folks. So as we're going to be, again, I'm David Allen Carmichael, making a mess of this truth attack, standing in for Tom Cryer.